Hey, this is John Lee Dumas from EO Fire, and you're listening to Elective Rotation with Pharmacy Joe. You must be prepared to ignite.
What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 19, When and How to Write a Pharmacy Progress Note. If you find this podcast helpful, please tell a friend or colleague about it, or send them the link to the show notes for this episode at pharmacyjoe.com/episode19. In this episode, I'll share the decision-making process I use to decide when and how to write a pharmacy progress note. Let's start with when to write a pharmacy progress note. Not all communication is appropriate for a progress note. There are three main ways that I communicate with other members of the medical team. They are verbal communication, in person or on the phone, sticky notes, or other communication that's not part of the medical record, and progress notes. So first, a quick note on verbal communication. If a recommendation can't wait until the next time the chart is read, or I am responding to a provider's request for help, I will have an in-person or telephone conversation with the provider. In-person conversations are always preferred, and I will not hesitate to go wherever the provider is in the hospital if that is possible. Now, sticky notes. I often use sticky notes in the morning before ICU round starts. I'm mindful that much of a pharmacist's job involves advising providers to change what they have already ordered. Well, I'll never phrase things this way to a provider. On a very basic level, I am saying, don't do that. Do this instead. To maintain positive relationship with providers, I try to minimize the amount of time I'm providing recommendations in a public forum like ICU rounds. Sticky notes help with this. Here's an example from last week. A patient originally admitted for GI bleed went to the OR for a perforated bowel. All of their orders were rewritten post-op by the surgical physician assistant. I was seeing the patient in the morning before the ICU attending. I noted the following issues. The patient had been switched from a PPI to famotidine, but they had a GI bleed earlier in their admission. The patient was intubated, but did not have an order for oral care with chlorhexidine, and the patient was septic with a perforated bowel, but was on levofloxacin, which has over a 30% resistance to E. coli. To find out what antibiotics I would have recommended in place of levofloxacin, check out episode 8 about empiric antibiotic selection in the ICU. I knew ICU rounds would start in an hour or so, but rather than bringing these points up on rounds, I left a sticky note on the patient's flow sheet, similar to the one I've got linked up in the show notes. I'll read it to you. It has the patient's name and bed number on the top, and just these notes. Change Pepcid to Protonics because the patient had a GI bleed. Add chlorhexidine because the patient is intubated post-op. And broaden the antibiotics. Patient has a bowel perforation and levofloxacin resistance is high. And at the bottom is my name and extension where I can be reached. When we rounded later in the morning, I noticed all my recommendations had been implemented and I didn't need to say a thing. The sticky note on the flow sheet had worked. When appropriate, I prefer this sticky note method because it makes the provider look really good, and that helps me build my relationship with them. Now on to progress notes. When it comes to documentation of pharmacy services, I write progress notes in response to a formal consult, like for pain management, antibiotic monitoring, medication reconciliation, etc., and whenever there is something I need to communicate to the entire medical team. If there is a grossly ridiculous issue going on, I make sure to call about it rather than write in a progress note, we'll consider changing Synthroid 10 milligrams PO daily to 100 mics PO daily. it is the courteous thing to do and helps develop a working relationship with the physicians by not pointing out those types of errors in a written note that remains a permanent part of the medical record. Also, I will not write a recommendation in the chart that can't wait 24 hours for implementation. I'll talk to the provider instead. So how do I write a note? There are three things I keep in mind when writing a pharmacy progress note. Number one, be brief and to the point. Number two, use non-judgmental language. Number three, use an alternative to SOAP. That's the subjective objective assessment plan that you're probably all familiar with. So being brief and to the point, no one wants to read a long note with mostly fluff in it. Physicians have to read each note. If you write a three-page note and in the middle suggest a pneumococcal vaccine and the physician doesn't read it and the patient goes on to develop pneumonia, you have just left a juicy T-bone steak for a lawyer to sink their teeth into. And being sued is what goes through a physician's mind when they are looking at reading a lengthy progress note from you. If you can say what you need to say in just one sentence, then do it. Next, be non-judgmental with your language. When you leave a note, you can't use body language or intonation to show that you are generally trying to help take better care of a patient with your recommendation. It is easy to be misinterpreted, so I make sure to avoid using judgmental language such as the word obviously or the phrase should have. Instead, I use non-judgmental words like consider. And next, I'll get to my alternative to SOAP notes. Physicians write SOAP notes because the SOAP format lends itself well to problem-based care. Pharmacy professors have students write SOAP notes to see if the student has learned the material and help the pharmacist understand the physician's thought process. In my practice, SOAP notes are usually overkill and would result in a lengthy note with lots of fluff. They would involve lots of copy-pasting of information that did not originate from my expertise, like a physical exam or review of systems. I remember 10 years ago when I went back to school for my PharmD asking my preceptor, how will I write a note for the real world, since it did not seem like the SOAP format would work for my practice? My preceptor didn't have a specific answer, so I spent a good deal of time on Google searching for alternatives to SOAP notes. I finally came across a format that I liked and still use to this day, TITRS. TITRS stands for Title, Introduction, Text, Recommendation, Signature. I find this format helps me be brief and to the point, yet still communicate the information I feel is necessary in my notes. Here is how I write a pharmacy progress note using TITRS. The title and introduction should answer the basic questions: who am I? Why am I here? Who is the patient? Why are they here? The text section should be the subjective and object information necessary to support your recommendations. Then recommendations should be clear and complete, and followed by your signature and how you can be reached. Here's a sample note using each of the TITRS components. The title is Pharmacy Pain Management. The introduction, 58-year-old female, post-op day 1, status post small bowel resection and lysis of adhesions. The text, the patient reports 8 on 10 abdominal pain currently. She is on fentanyl 25 mics per hour infusion, which has been weaned down from 100 mics per hour since she was extubated this morning. She has COPD, takes morphine immediate release, 30 milligrams, POQ 6 hours, PRN prior to admission, and has used PCA successfully in the past. Her pain is greatest when she moves or is examined or repositioned. Her creatinine clearance is about 40 mLs per minute. She is NPO per surgery. Her comfort goal is 5 out of 10 pain, and she wishes to be able to participate in therapy without the pain limiting her. The recommendations. Number 1, avoid NSAIDs due to low creatinine clearance. Number 2, DC fentanyl infusion and start fentanyl PCA as follows. 40 mic clinician bolus, 10 mics per hour basal rate, 10 mic demand dose every 6 minutes, 1 hour lockout of 110 mics. Number three, if pain control not satisfactory after 90 minutes on the above settings, increase the demand dose by and lockout by 50% and add continuous pulse oximetry. Number four, PCA patient education given, signature, Pharmacy Joe. Now, deciding when to communicate verbally with a sticky note or in a progress note is a matter of personal judgment. Make sure you are comfortable with whatever method you choose. What outline do you use to write pharmacy progress notes? I'd love to find out. Please email me at joe@pharmacyjoe.com. And if you are not already in the free Pharmacy Nation group on Slack, I'd like to invite you to check it out. This group allows pharmacists across the globe to collaborate and communicate with each other in real time to further the practice of pharmacy. Over 40 pharmacists in 6 countries are in the group right now. Request an invitation by emailing me, joe@pharmacyjoe.com, or by signing up at pharmacynation.org. Remember, you can share the show notes for this episode by going to pharmacyjoe.com/episode19. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.